Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
Wonderful day to you. Greetings here from the Barnes Studio in Upcountry, South Carolina. My name is Brad Zockel, and you're listening to the Questions About Heaven podcast. This is a ministry of the Heaven Tour, and it has been a wonderful day. I hope that things are going well where you are, and you've been blessed in many things, big and small. The Lord tells us in Lamentations chapter 3, His mercies are new every day. Thank you so much for joining me. We're in Revelation chapter 21, and we're going down through the seven verses of promise, the inheritance that has been given to us. We talked about this, the quenching of the thirst of the believers, wanting righteousness, wanting sustenance and care. And the Lord says that to the thirsty, I will give the spring of the water of life without payment freely. And I just love that. Revelation 22, 17 says the same thing. Yet to the one who is thirsty, the offer is to come, take the water of life without cost. And we talked about the inheritance, verse 7. What do you inherit? Well, you can look back at verse 3. Inherit the right to walk with God in the new earth. The believer is given immortality. Verse 4, freedom from pain. All of these things. And now we come stock still to verse 8. We'll talk about it in a little bit. Thank you once again for your care and your support. It has been wonderful. I'll be flying out Saturday, early Saturday morning. I'm talking about bleary-eyed Saturday morning. I will be flying into Grand Junction, Colorado for a weekend Heaven is Home conference in the Whitewater, Colorado area. Miss Amy is arranging it. She and her family are organizing me to be passed around to a number of different venues within the Grand Junction area. One of them is to a college and career group. Later on Sunday, I'll be speaking in the afternoon to a Bible study of a group of families and such. And I believe I'll be speaking in a church that morning as well. Haven't been told exactly which church just yet, but it looks like things are moving around. Real excited in there. I think I'll be speaking three times from what I'm being told. So that's what happens. I tell people it's kind of like when I get into a place, I'm like a football. You can pass me around wherever you need me, wherever you're going to be needing any help or any Bible study or anything like that. So that's this weekend. The following week, I will be in May 5th. I will be in the Pittsburgh area, right outside of Pittsburgh. Mercer, Pennsylvania is the location. And that is at Grace Harvest Church, Pastor Dave Talkington. I am going to be at Grace Harvest Church in the morning, 10:30 in the morning. Wonderful time. This will be my third time back with Pastor Dave and the wonderful people in Mercer at Grace Harvest. And then I'm looking forward also as well into going in May 19th. I will be over in Bradenton, Florida, and organizers, those that are just pulling everything together, wonderful. Miss Jenna, Miss Diana have arranged for us to meet and have an all-community Heaven is Home morning time Bible study, Heaven is Home one-day conference, including questions and answers, at the Palma Sola Botanical Garden. In the pavilion area there, they have opened it up to the area churches, and we're having a number of people that are responding to this. We're looking forward to that May 19th. I'll share some other things with you. Just one more. June 2nd, if you're in East Tennessee, the lake at Christenberry Farms. Wonderful people. The Christenberry family has opened up their venue, and we're having an all-East Tennessee invitation for a 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the lake at Christenberry Farms in Maryville, Tennessee. M-A-R-Y, Maryville, Tennessee, lake at Christenberry Farms. You know there's no cost for any of these conferences. You come on, we're going to have a wonderful time. What I want to share with you right now is Revelation 21 and verse 8. We've seen the beauty of the inheritance of the believer, the promises to the believer, and now we come to something that is very, very important for me to bring. It might not be popular with people, but it's necessary. When we take a look at Revelation 21 and verse 8, it tells you Are you believing that everybody makes it? We had a there was a gentleman who had written a book some years back claiming that in death, everybody is persuaded to go to heaven. So really, no one goes into condemnation. Everybody will eventually make heaven. And I can recall watching on a major network how an atheist interviewer actually went to the Bible, quoted passages to this supposed pastor, and then showed him, you're not consistent with the scripture. And one of the concluding statements was, Pastor, I think I know more about the Bible than you do. For us to say everybody makes it is completely against what the Bible says. This shows a vast and obvious lack of knowledge, biblical illiteracy. And here's one of the places. I will have on occasion about once a month, maybe twice a month, someone will come on a live stream or comment to me and say, they're shocked that I would say that not everybody automatically makes it into heaven. Well, let's take a look at the scriptures here. What does it say in verse 8? I'm going to read from the ESV this time as I rotate the different translations. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. And I want to take in just a few minutes here, we might take another podcast tomorrow, to talk about this and look at what this is saying here. Is this saying, when we see Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, it says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There are people saying, well, everybody gets to make it. All you have to do is just yell to the Lord, and he owes you. Well, that's just like saying, you come to my house over here, and you say, I love your little country home. I want it. And I go, well, okay, you know, you claim it's yours. I mean, that doesn't even work in the secular world, does it? Just because you give a verbal assent. Or somebody says, hey, look at me. They walk on over to a restaurant. I'm now the manager. I want free meals. Well, they're going to quickly escort them out. Verbal communication does not necessarily mean the truth that's going on. And so some people just think, well, as long as I don't cuss out the Lord, or I'm somewhat okay with Jesus, then I can do anything I want. And everybody makes it, you know, and I'm okay with that too. Well, that just doesn't happen here. Verse 8 tells us, but let's start right down the list here. Who does not make it into heaven, which is going to be the new earth in the eternal state? The first thing it says is for the fearful. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the Greek and then share some things with you on this, on what these words mean, because it's very, very important. This word fearful, some translations say cowardly. The Greek word is delos. What it's talking about, you can find a cross-reference in Mark chapter 4 and verse 40. It says, why are you afraid? Do you have no faith? Delos is the need for self-protection, a cowardice as opposed to courage for the faith. Your Matthew chapter 25, verse 25, remember that servant in the story? Well, I was afraid of you. You're a hard taskmaster. So I just figured I didn't want to do anything with you. And so, I lived my life the way I wanted to, not under your direction. I disobeyed you because I cared more about myself. I was afraid. And the master says, because of that, you're being judged on there. We see that this can be a fear of ostracizing, being ostracized. You take a look at it. John chapter 12, verse 43, it says that these ones shrunk back because they loved the approval of men rather than of God. That would hit it right on the head. Delos. You are afraid. This, and I wrote this down in my notes, the fear of being ostracized. Now, that's a funny word. What does ostracize mean? It was too much for me to put aside. So I went into the etymology online, a study. I like to look at the etymology of many words. Well, with making it, you know, just a brief look at this, what does ostracize mean? Well, you work your way back, all the way back through the Greek and the Latin, and then it comes out to here. When we settle into the Greek, they use this early, early word, and it really, in its root word, it means a tile or a shell. And the history about it is, if the Athenians found one of their citizenry that was going to be, is doing something, shameful, or may I say the word, as I looked in here, embarrassing. They would have a vote, and this really was, and the root word means by popular vote, that these ones were being cast out. They were banned for 10 years. The word literally means a shell or a tile. That's where they would scratch their vote and hand in that tile or that piece of shell, ostracizing somebody. And I found out that this was also carried over into other societies. They might ban somebody for 5 years. So it comes down to the word of being shunned, of being put away, of being exiled away, ostracizing. And someone says this, I don't want to be the odd one out. I want to be part. I want to be accepted. I will do anything to be one of the group. Well, that's fearful. I want the flesh more than the soul. When we see that, we see someone who is fearful, who does not take in, such as the Christian, the true Christian, in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, for to me to live is not myself, it's Christ. And then if I'm to die, well, that's gain, that's even better, because verse 23, I'll be with Jesus, or Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live right now, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you see the lack of personal ego, the willingness to follow the Lord? Deuteronomy, I was reading this last night, I think it's chapter 13, verse 3, loving the Lord with all your heart, your soul, your mind, all right? You're loving the Lord, and you're giving yourself to him. And that takes a sacrificial look of service, as James says. We're serving and we're showing our love for the Lord. And some people will shrink back. That's not what I want. I want to do what I want to do. I'm afraid of being rejected by those in the world. I do love the world rather than the Lord. And the Lord says, okay, you've made your choice. Your world is the old way, not the new earth. You've made that decision. I want to ask you right now, you may be under the ascent of the Lord. Oh, I like Jesus. It's okay. And I will speak well of him. But you show nothing to live because you don't want to be ostracized. You want to be accepted. What does it say in Matthew chapter 7? Very striking. Lord, Lord, haven't we spoken well of your name? Haven't we done wonderful things in honor of your name? But he says, I never knew you. You never associated with me. You associated about me. You are a societal Christian, not a committed Christian. And therefore, you're not a part of the family. You never asked for adoption. You've never been with me. You've been just about the things of me. Well, that's something to think about. Well, I've got to get going. I'm going to continue this podcast in a little bit. We'll go through the rest of the names here. But this is so important. I wanted to share this with you. God bless you. Take care. And think on these things that I've talked about. Think about how have you been serving the Lord. We'll talk some more about this. God bless you. Take care. Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.